Hey, welcome. Today we're carving space between bass and drums in a rolling drum and bass mix using Ableton Live. This is an intermediate lesson, so bring a working drum group, a bass track, and a willingness to tweak by ear. Tempo context for everything I'm about to describe is around 170 to 175 BPM. Ready to get the low end breathing and the breakbeat snapping? Let's go. Start by picturing the outcome. A clean mono sub that anchors the track. A punchy drum bus with clear snap and air, and a mid bass or reese that fills the body, but dynamically ducks under the drums so nothing fights. We'll mainly use stock live devices, drum rack, drum bus, EQ8, saturator, multiband dynamics, glue compressor, utility and spectrum. Optionally use Wavetable or operator for your bass synth. First, routing and gain staging. Route all drum channels into a drum bus group. Keep your bass on its own channel. Put a spectrum on the master or on the drum bus and the bass channel so you can visualize clashes. Set your master peak around -6 dB of headroom. Solo the drum bus and the bass individually, then together. That listening practice will teach your ears where problems lie. Now the drum bus chain and settings. Insert drum bus first to glue and shape transients. Drive around 2 to 4. Punch plus 2 to 4 dB and set transient up around plus 8 to 15 to tighten hits. Keep drive and transient subtle. You want punch, not obvious distortion. After drum bus, add EQ8 for surgical cleanup. High pass the bus at about 30 to 40 Hz with a 24 dB per octave slope to remove ultra low rumble. Add a small bell boost of 2 to 3 dB, around 3.5 kHz with a Q of about 1.0 to bring snare snap forward. Put a cut of around -3 dB at 300 to 400 Hz with a Q of 1.5 to tame boxiness. Optionally add a gentle shelf boost of about plus 1.5 dB above 8 to 10 kHz for air. If you want extra glue, add a glue compressor after EQ, ratio 3 to 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so transients breathe. Release 150 to 250 ms, aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Next, the bass channel chain. I recommend this order. Utility for initial level control, saturator for character, EQ8 for tonal shaping, multiband dynamics for frequency-specific dynamic ducking key to the drum bus, then a post-processing utility to mono the subs, and spectrum for visualization. Start with utility. Set the gain so the bass peaks around -6 to -8 dB pre-processing. Then add saturator. Select soft sine or a similar gentle curve. Drive 2 to 4 dB. And keep dry slash wet around 20 to 40%. This produces harmonics so the bass reads on small speakers without muddying the sub. On EQ8, protect the sub with a high pass only if your synth needs it. Around 22 to 28 Hz with a 12 24 dB slope. If drums and bass clash, find that frequency by soloing the drum bus and watching spectrum. Then carve the bass, with a bell cut of roughly -3 to 6 dB at about 60 to 90 Hz with a Q of 1.5 to 2.0 only, if necessary. Add a body boost sparingly, a narrowish boost of 2 to 4 dB somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz, Q about 0.7 to 1.2, to give the midbody. If you want more top presence, a small shelf or narrow boost around 2.5 to 4 kHz of plus 1 to 2 dB will help harmonics cut through. Now the core trick, multiband dynamics for mid-band ducking. Set crossovers roughly at 120 Hz and 800 Hz. Click the sidechain selector in multiband dynamics and choose drum bus as the external input. Solo the mid-band while the drums play and tune the mid-band like this to start, ratio around 3 to 6 to 1. Threshold starting around -20 dB and adjusted until you hear the mid duck. Attack between 0 and 10 milliseconds. Release roughly 80 to 160 milliseconds. Musical to tempo, and range around 3 to 6 dB. The idea, when the drums hit, the bass mid band is attenuated dynamically so drum transients cut through without killing the body of the bass. Keep the low bands ducking minimal or disabled, so the sub remains solid and consistent. Make the sub mono. After the multiband dynamics, ensure everything below about 120 Hz is summed to mono. You can do this by routing a low-only chain through EQ8 and placing a utility set to 0% width, or by using a separate sub-chain in an instrument rack with utility set to mono. This prevents phase issues and keeps low-end centered and powerful on club systems and phones. If you need even more surgical control, use a frequency-targeted sidechain technique. Duplicate your bass track. Put a strong narrow bell boost at the problem frequency on the duplicate, and then use that duplicate as an external trigger for a compressor or multiband on the original. That way the compressor reacts mostly to the offending frequency and not to the whole bass tone. It's advanced routing, but it's extremely effective for making one frequency step aside for a snare or kick. You can also carve drums to accommodate bass. If the snare needs to win, place a narrow cut on the bass around 2 to 6 kHz with minus 2 to 4 dB and Q around 1.5, or give the drum bus a small transient emphasis and a slight 2 to 6 kHz boost, so the snare reads clearly. For extra weight, create a parallel drum bus. Duplicate the drum bus. Lopez that duplicate at about 800 to 1200 Hz, smash it with glue compressor using heavy settings, high ratio, fastish attack, release around 200 ms, and blend it under the main drums to add body without adding more top-end clutter. A few arrangement ideas to use these tools musically. During verse sections, thin the bass mid slightly to make space for leads or vocals. At the drop, reduce the duck amount or automate multiband range lower so the bass roars back with the drums. In breakdowns, strip layers so one clean sub carries the low end and drums simplify. That prevents masking. Now some quick checks and common mistakes to avoid. Use spectrum on the drum bus and bass, both solo and together, and look at overlapping peaks in the 50 to 500 Hz range and in the 2 to 6 kHz area. Mono everything below about 120 Hz, and verify phase coherence. Don't overcut the sub by carving too much at 40 to 80 Hz. You'll lose weight. Avoid linear phase EQs across fast transients because they can introduce pre-ringing. EQ 8 in its default minimum phase mode is usually safer on percussive material. Don't sidechain the entire bass with a single compressor that kills sustain and makes the track feel lifeless. Instead, use multiband ducking or duck only the problematic bands. A few coach notes to speed up your workflow. Think of the bass as three roles: foundation, body, and attack, and treat each as a separate chain. Build an instrument rack with three chains named sub, body, and top. Process and automate each chain independently. Train your head, not your eyes. Small knob moves while listening will find better results than staring at the spectrum. Use short audition loops of 1 to 2 bars focused on the most active hits to dial in ducking faster. Advanced variations you can try later. Create a frequency trigger ducking setup using a boosted duplicate as the trigger, or use a tiny sampled transient as the sidechain input so duck timing is consistent even when the break's envelope is irregular. Tie the multiband release to a macro, and map it to tempo-locked values like 1/32 or 1/16 so your ducking breathes musically with rolls. Explore mid/side ducking as well. Duck the mid-band differently than the side-band to preserve width while clearing center energy for drums. Okay, mini practice exercise. Build a 2-bar loop at 174 BPM with an amen or chopped break, and a res plus sign bass split. Route drums to drum bus and apply drum bus with drive 2 to 4, punch plus 2 to 4 dB, transient plus 8 to 15, followed by EQ 8 doing HB at 35 Hz, a minus 3 dB cut at 350 Hz Q 1.5, and a plus 3 dB bell at 3.8 kHz Q 1.0. On the bass chain, use saturator soft sign drive 3 dB at 30% wet, EQ 8 HB 24 Hz, narrow minus 4 at 80 Hz for clash control if needed, small plus 2 at 300 Hz Q 1.0, and multiband dynamics with crossovers at 120 and 800 Hz side chain to drum bus. For the mid band, start with ratio 4:1, attack 4 ms, release 100 ms, range 4 dB, and tune threshold until the mid ducks on the drum hits. Mono below 120 Hz with utility. Loop and adjust while watching spectrum. Save the multiband preset when you like it. Homework challenge if you want to level up. Build a 3-chain bass rack, sub, body, top, where only the body ducks to the drums. Automate a 2-bar drop, where the body is removed and then returns with more saturation and less ducking on the first downbeat. Export group, drum and dry bass stems and a 5-10-second demo mixdown. Compare your demo to a commercial DNB reference and note 3 differences. If you send me a 30 to 60-second clip or the notes, I'll give targeted feedback on balance, duck timing and masking fixes. Quick recap to lock it in. Start with subtractive EQs and gain staging, add harmonics with gentle saturation, keep the sub mono and unmolested, and use multiband dynamic side chain to drums to duck only the mid and high bands when needed. Sculpt your drum bus with drum bus plus EQ and use a parallel squashed bus for extra weight. Always check with spectrum and a reference track, and automate duck amount across the arrangement so energy changes feel intentional. If you want, I can build and share an Ableton template with the exact racks, chains and device settings we talked through, ready to drop into your set. Would you like that, or want me to review a clip? I'm ready to help dial it in.